I'm a 20-year-old black kid out of Brooklyn, New York, with a knife in one hand, and in the other's a fork. I ain't changing my appearance, that would be a mistake. As long as I love who I am, there's no reason to hate.
This is Tyrone Grizz, a 20-year-old poet who's been writing and performing in New York City since 2002. Grizz works with the local nonprofit organization Urban Word, which provides writing and performing workshops to area teens. Grizz's focus, however, is with spoken word poetry, a relatively new art form that has captured the attention of hundreds of young people in New York City. Poets often perform in slams, the common term for a competition in which each writer reads an original 3-minute piece to be judged by members of the audience. Brian Henry is a teenage success story within this relatively small community. He helped lead the 2005 Urban Word Slam team to victory in the annual Teen Poetry Slam, a nationwide poetry competition. He has also been heard on Black Entertainment and Russell Simmons Presents Deaf Poetry Jam.
The only difference basically between rap music and spoken word is the beat. If you take away a beat of a song and just have lyrics, that would be poetry. Poetry, like I said, could be a journal entry. Poetry can be an essay that you write.
Observers say spoken word poetry has become an outlet for many young people to vent their frustrations in a safe, non-judgmental environment. Writers don't tell their own stories, but use the stage as a vehicle for social commentary. Kesid Reagan is a 21-year-old poet who has had a lot of experience both performing for and working with other young writers. He's passionate not only about his art, but also its impact on the performers.
The youth, they all want to be a part of something. They want to have a voice. They want to say something. They want to stand out. It's hard growing in America alone. Just want to be noticed. And this is a medium for them to get up and say what they have to say. And a lot of these youth, they come from underserved communities or some not even. Their parents don't even notice them. And this is a way for them to get noticed. You got the same youth who do it the other way. They get a spray can and go draw on the wall and tag their name on the wall. Whereas these youth, they take a paper, a pen, and a pad, and they write out their frustrations.
For some, having a voice goes beyond just being a therapeutic form of expression. Kesid says many young people who have become involved have seen their lives and self-image drastically changed, especially those who may have grown up in underprivileged areas where they lacked educational resources.
I've seen so many youth who didn't even consider going to college, and now they're about to graduate from universities. And I've seen so many, like, who went into drugs and gangs and so much, like, negativity. But this, it showed them that they have a voice and that people do care, and you work hard enough, you can get anything that you please.
Kesid says the spoken word movement has been a way for youth to empower themselves. He believes more self-worth leads many to place more of a value on self-improvement. Here's Carlos Gomez, a 25-year-old professional poet and activist who has taught poetry and creative writing to many young people like Brian and Kesid.
I think the biggest change I've seen with young people that I've worked with is seeing them for the first time value reading and writing. Self-esteem is the most powerful thing. I think when someone finds something where they have ownership in it, where they are told that they not only can say anything they want, but they have the power to be listened to and to be respected and to be taken seriously, that's the ultimate form of the ultimate place to develop a strong sense of self.
Carlos emphasizes that these changes extend beyond the paper and the stage, a sentiment Kesid and other young poets share.
When the writing stops, their lives still continue. So we don't want to make it look like we only care about you and your writing and your performance, and after that you leave this place, that's it. No, after they leave, it's a continuous battle, and we try to be there with them through the whole thing. So my thing is, you save yourself, and then you save the world. But I'm here for the long run. You know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Carlos and Kesid both say that these changes are not temporary. If you talk to these poets and mentors, they will all tell you the same thing, that in the end, everyone hopes that these young people will have acquired the skills and values that will serve them later in life, not only to be successful artists, but successful human beings. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.